Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. Child abuse charges have been filed against a Clarendon man after an intoxicated 14-year-old girl was taken to the emergency room. Shannon Cartwright, age 52, was charged with felony child abuse and contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile. The girl tested positive for alcohol, marijuana, and Xanax and had not bathed for months. Cartwright was intoxicated when he brought her to the hospital, the report said. The family's house was unsanitary and had feces throughout the house. Look for more on the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Early voting started yesterday in Columbus County. Election Supervisor Ashley Collins said the polls were unusually busy, even for a presidential election year. No problems were reported. Remember, you need an approved ID to cast a ballot. Free voter ID cards are available at the Board of Elections until November 2nd. Early voting locations are the County Board of Elections Office, Chaburn Municipal Annex, Fair Bluff Fire and Rescue, the Ransom Center, and the Tabor City Courthouse. Any registered voter may cast an early ballot at any location during this period. If you wait until Election Day, you may only vote in your home precinct. In addition to the Governor, Council of State, and Legislative Offices, Columbus County voters are voting on two county school board races, four county commissioner seats, Soil and Water Conservation Board, and the Register of Deeds. Whiteville City Schools also have three seats on the ballot, and the Regalwood Sanitary District has two seats open. And voters are also being asked to decide on a constitutional amendment that would prohibit anyone except citizens of the United States to vote in North Carolina elections. In other news, the state has reported the first flu death for this year. A man in Mecklenburg County died after contracting the virus, according to the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. No additional details were released. It's pro rodeo time again at the Boys and Girls Homes at Lake Waccamaw. Gates will open at 6 p.m. tonight and tomorrow night, and competition will start at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $20, and little cowpokes under 8 get in free. Go to srarodeo.com for more details. The Hurricane Donation Center is once again open for business. Warm clothing, gas and kerosene heaters, small LP tanks, cleaning supplies, and hand tools are being accepted at the Black Star facility in the former Ford dealership on South Madison Street in Whiteville. Cash donations are also needed to help fund operations. Volunteers are needed to help sort, pack, and load items as well. Contact the Columbus Baptist Association for more information. And Columbus County Commissioner Laverne Coleman and the Reverend Lamont Heminger are collecting warm clothes and heaters in the east end of the county. Contact them if you are in the Regalwood-Delco area. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.